Stephanie Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Welcome, friends. However you're arriving here today, I'm so glad that you're here. Let's begin our time together with a slowdown and centering exercise. If you're able, get comfortable and close your eyes. If you're not able to close your eyes, that's okay, but maybe come back to this exercise and try it again later when you can do it with your eyes closed. We're gonna do an imagery exercise together. So I'd like you to think of a place where you feel a lot of peace, where you feel relaxed, happy, or content. It might be a place in your home or in another home where you visited. It might be a place you've gone on vacation or at a park you've been to. Once you've thought of a place where you remember feeling peaceful, relaxed, and content, I want you to picture yourself there now. Fully immerse yourself into that experience. Imagine really being there. What are you seeing as you take in your surroundings? What are you hearing? What are you touching or sitting on? Can you feel a breeze or the sun's light? Take a minute to notice anything else that stands out to you about this place. Now, what do you notice as you reflect on that experience? Do you feel more relaxed? More settled? In a way, we just took a mini vacation. Whatever we imagine, our body responds to. By taking ourselves to a relaxing place in our minds, especially a place we've actually been and have memory of, our body generally responds by feeling safe and relaxed. Pretty amazing. And that actually is related to what we're going to be talking about today in this Soul Care Reflection episode. Because today I'm going to introduce you to the idea of your mind's escape hatch. Did you know you had one of those? Well, you do. And whether or not you realize it, you're accessing that escape hatch quite often. As I've observed many people telling their stories in my counseling office, and as I've observed my own thoughts and behaviors over the years, I've come to understand that when our minds and bodies reach a certain level of dysregulation or overwhelm, our minds access what I'm calling our escape hatch. No, this is not a researched phenomenon, just my observation and my own made-up analogy to describe something that I observe quite often. You know, interestingly, people come into counseling and often show the sides of themselves that they keep hidden in other places. Once they feel safe, that is. They say the things they really feel, the things they're worried to say normally for fear of being judged. We tell the hard parts of life that are exhausting, difficult, painful, and sometimes unrelenting, and the thoughts that come up in the midst of those unrelenting circumstances. When we're living through difficult or stressful circumstances and our bodies and minds reach their capacity to be able to sustain it, then there's a psychological reaction that happens where our minds look for a way out. This is what I'm calling the escape hatch. These thoughts can look like so many different things. I'm going to give you quite a few different examples today, but we're going to start with some pretty common ones that you probably hear pretty often. They can sound like, I am so tired of people. I wish I could just go to my own island and have my own house and not be bothered by anyone for a while. Or, I just wish that I could have the house to myself for once to do whatever I want to do. Or, I wish I could have a paid leave or sabbatical to rest and recover and not have this constant to-do list. Or, I really need a vacation, a massage, a facial, and some beauty sleep. The escape hatch sometimes is just using our imagination to come up with a picture of a place we'd rather be in this moment than our current reality, especially if our reality is difficult, and especially if the ending of the difficulty is not coming quickly enough. Then sometimes, like the bargaining phase of grief, our escape hatch means we're looking backward, imagining how our current reality would be better if we had made different choices in the past. Still, we're using our imagination and we're imagining a different reality, but based off of what has happened in the past, not the future. And here are a few examples of how that can sound. If only I hadn't married him, how would my life look now if I hadn't said yes? If only I'd gotten a different major in college, if only I hadn't listened to the pressure from my family and had chosen what I wanted, then imagine how my career would be now. If only I hadn't chosen to be the caregiver for this person who I'm now responsible for the foreseeable future. If only I'd gotten there 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later. If only, if only. These kinds of thoughts usually are a form of grief of how our life has ended up differently than we thought it would, how our present difficult circumstances didn't have to be this way. And then sometimes, or most of the time really, our escape hatch is escaping reality altogether and playing games on our phones, scrolling TikTok or Instagram, or binging Netflix, kind of a numbing of the current pain or stress by experiencing, at least for a little while, a different reality. And finally, there's a form of escape hatch which sounds the most scary, and that is imagining or thinking about not having to wake up tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day. In my early days of counseling, when I heard people say things like that, I was trained to have my alarm bells go off, and I would immediately start checking for suicidal ideation, have my clients start doing a suicide safety plan. But now, knowing people better, having more wisdom, and understanding just how difficult life can be sometimes, I don't get panicked right away when I hear someone say something like that. It alerts me that life has gotten really difficult, and being present with it is especially painful. That this person's brain is looking for avenues of escape. To be clear, I do still check for signs of suicidal ideation, and I do still care for people accordingly. I just understand that every time someone says something like that, it's not an emergency. It's a cry of pain or dysregulation in the present. And there are so many other kinds of escape hatch thinking. You may be recognizing some of your own right now as I'm talking and have given a few examples. There's plenty more, believe me, as many as there are people, no doubt. And some forms of this escape hatch thinking we feel okay about. They're socially acceptable, like mentioning you're tired at work and you're dreaming of a trip to the Bahamas. And some escape hatch thoughts lead to a lot of shame. Some of these thoughts are not socially acceptable, and we would rarely say them out loud because we feel bad for even thinking them to begin with. And we're worried that other people will judge us as well, especially if it involves thinking thoughts about escaping the people in our lives that we love and are supposed to love unconditionally, like our parents, spouses, children, etc. But let's be honest. Sometimes loving others or even ourselves, especially when they have profound, unending needs, can require more capacity than we physically or emotionally have. Like caring for children without breaks, babies who wake you up in the night and won't let you sleep. It'll drive you crazy. You can't even think straight. Parents or spouses with dementia who could wander off or hurt themselves if you left them alone for too long. There's a lot of hypervigilance that comes with that kind of life. Children, close friends, or spouses with special needs, challenges, or diagnoses that require constant care and unending appointments. Or perhaps living in a body with constant pain or a chronic condition that you can't escape because you can't really escape your own body. These are just a few examples. There are so many examples of life conditions that can drain us and leave us feeling stuck, overwhelmed, and depleted. When we feel we have no way out of our current condition, then we access the escape hatch. It's a natural coping device that takes place in the privacy of our own brains that allows us to do mental gymnastics to imagine a way out of what currently feels like too much. And if I could offer you anything today, I would tell you that you don't need to feel guilty about those kinds of thoughts. regardless of what you thought, in one of these escape hatch moments, from I don't like my kid, to I wish I would have married someone else, to I wonder if I'll always be stuck with this person, to I wish I didn't have to do this anymore, or even ones about ourselves and ways that we wish our bodies would be different, or whatever else, fill in the blank. These thoughts can create a lot of guilt because a part of us really loves the people in our lives and doesn't really mean it. But another part of us is just so exhausted and we're grasping at straws to think of how it could be better. When these thoughts pop in, regardless of what brand of escape hatch thought it is, we'll have no judgment, okay? I won't judge you, you won't judge me, and you won't judge yourself either. We'll just notice it for what it is, a sign that we've maxed out our capacity and are desperately in need of rest or respite or encouragement of some sort. We can also go talk to a trusted friend or counselor about it. Get it off your chest. Journal about it. A lot of times we have these thoughts and we get stuck in judgment about what it must mean about us or how bad of a person we are that we would even be thinking it. But no, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Process it, notice it. And know that you don't have to follow through on those thoughts either, or let them take you over. But we do want to notice them. They mean something. They're a sign that you're trying to find the eject button to get out of a situation that has you feeling trapped or tired or deeply grieved. Listen to that. Try to identify the underlying emotion or motivation. Is it grief? Is it overwhelm? Is it exhaustion? Or something else? Then, notice what you need. What need is that escape thought highlighting? Is it that you feel alone in the situation and you're needing community? Are you deeply in need of rest? Or what is the need? That is what you should pay attention to. What is the need? If you're so overwhelmed you can't even access what the need is, I do recommend finding someone you can talk to who can help you make sense of it. Someone who can handle your big feelings and stay regulated and help you make a plan for what it is that you need and what you can do. Or even to help you put together a support system. But hear me say this, you and your brain and your beautiful imagination are searching for what they were designed for: rest, renewal, and to be at peace. The Lord set eternity in our hearts and a longing for His kingdom where there won't be troubles or pain or situations where we feel trapped and we can't get out of them. And you know, we're always longing and desiring that because this is not really our home. But in the meantime, here on current crazy planet Earth, when our escape hatch thoughts blink red on the dashboard, let it be a reminder that Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take the troubles, the grief, the exhaustion, the overwhelm, the needs to Him. Let Him help you carry them. He's not surprised by any of your pain or any of your wacky escape hatch thoughts, and He's happy to help you shoulder what is creating them." And friends, look for people in your life that can help you shoulder them as well. We're not meant to do this thing alone. So as we end today, I'm curious, what escape hatch thoughts have you had lately? And how are you identifying or thinking about them differently now than you did before you started this podcast episode a few minutes ago? I hope you'll give yourself more compassion and less judgment for the thoughts that pop into your brain. And now, as we prepare for what comes next in our day, I want to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.